Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the New Year. It's a church New Year that has been for thousands of years. My beloved, today the Lord went into the synagogue and gotten a book. He was given a book of Isaiah and read over there a passage and then explained that this would happen. The passage is exactly and what is happening, that the Lord had come here, the Savior, and the day for the salvation has come. My beloved, we have to celebrate the New Year, but not the way we celebrate the New Years of the worldly kind, with the big parties and all kinds of songs, music, and all kinds of worldly things. We celebrate today. Let's celebrate it with more love for the Lord by praying more to Him and helping one another and being able to comfort people and to fulfill God's commandments, which we heard yesterday about loving God with all the heart, mind, and soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And so it would be wonderful if we could spend the day today of helping one another and not to be angry at anybody, but to be loving and kind, and so that we will bring joy to everybody, and thanking the Lord for what He had allowed us to go through the year, and that He will give us more time for repentance so that we can change and develop a true humility in our heart, so that we'll be able to receive the gifts of God, which is His grace, for He resists the proud, as you know. You heard it here many times. So we don't want to be proud. We want to be humble, and so that God will send us His grace, because only through the grace you and me can be saved. We cannot be saved on our own. We can never do everything to please God without the beginning of the wisdom, which is humility. Let's work on that. Let's work on that and try to take this new year and try to help as many as we can, and to know that by being merciful, God will be merciful to us. And may God give us all the strength to fulfill His main commandment of loving Him with all heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to live according to the gospel, and be humble and meek in our heart. As the Lord says, He is humble and meek in His heart. And when He was here on earth, you saw the humility that He showed, how He would allow Himself to be slapped in the faces and to be spat upon and hit over and finally crucified. And He didn't get mad at anybody for it, but only prayed to the Father that the Father will forgive them, for they do not know what to do. And this is what we have to learn to do, that always to forgive everybody, whatever the offenses they may have caused us, or whatever hurts they may have done, not to hold any grudges. May God bless you. Amen.